بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Continuing the points of benefit on Hajj and rulings as well. Tonight inshallah ta'ala we'll look at the expiations for violating the conditions of ihram, the expiations for violating the conditions of ihram. First category concerning marriage contract, violating the ihram by conducting marriage contracts entails no ransom. This is the first category. The second, severe ransom. The second category, severe ransom, and this is due to the violation of intercourse in Hajj before release from the before the first release from ihram, قبل التحلل الأول. And as you remember, there are four or five consequences and penalties on this. So this is the severe ransom, and there is a badana. There is a ransom, a sacrificial animal in this, and this is a camel or a cow. The third is the expiation for killing the game. The expiation for this falls under three methods or three types. First, that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam decreed to be a ransom, then we abide by this type which he specified, because he sallallahu alaihi wasallam specified certain animals for certain animals as expiation. The second is edible equivalent animal. Second expiation is an equivalent edible animal. And under this falls two types: the kind of animal which the companions decreed, so we refer to their decree, and the second, a type decreed by some companions. In this case we refer to the saying of two just referees, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah 95. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقتلوا الصيد وأنتم حرم ومن قتله منكم متعمدا فجزاء مثل ما قتل من النعم يحكم به ذو عدل منكم هديا بالغ الكعبة. Or who you believe kill not game while you are in state of ihram for Hajj or Umrah, and whosoever of you kills it intentionally, the penalty is an offering brought to the Kaaba of an eatable animal equivalent to the one he killed. Now the point of evidence we are citing from this verse, as judged by two just men among you. This refers to the type decreed or specified by some of the companions. The third type of the penalty for the game hunting is that which there is no equivalent from the animals, from the edible animals. Then what's dutiful here is the equivalent amount. The equivalent amount. So there will be an estimation. The game will be estimated and the money determined will be used to buy food and distribute it to the people, to the poor people in the sacred precincts of the Haram, sacred limits and boundaries of the Haram. For each poor, half a sa', for each poor, half a sa', and the sa' is 2040 grams. The sa' of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is 2040 grams. So half of the sa' is about 1 kilo. Or the violator will fast a day for the feeding of each miskin. So the estimate will determine the number of masakin, the number of poor, and then he will fast according to that number. This is on the choice. This is on the choice between these matters. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in the same verse 95, the penalty is an offering brought to the Kaaba of an edible animal equivalent to the one he killed. Or we continue the verse, for expiation 95, Surah Al-Ma'idah, he should feed poor persons or its equivalent in fasting. So let's assume, for example, to give an example, that the estimate of this animal where there is no equivalent, let's assume that it's $200, and then if each sa' is for $1, each sa' of food is $1, so there will be 200 sa's. There will be 200 sa's, plural of sa', right? 200 sa's. Now each miskin, each poor, will take half a sa'. So therefore there will be 400 sa', 400 masakin, right? 400 masakin. So if he will go to this choice, he must fast then 400 days. If he will go for this choice, he therefore will fast 400 days. This is an illustration of the meaning of the estimate and how it goes. This is concerning the penalty on the game killing. The last one covers all the other. The last one, there is a ransom covering the rest of the violations. And they include the shaving of the hair, the and the fingernails, clipping the fingernails, nails, and so forth. The rest of the violations is to expiate by a sha, in Arabic it's called sha, and this means a sheep, a goat, or this covers also 1/7 of a cow or 1/7 of a camel. All to be distributed to the poor in the haram area of Mecca. So these are the expiations for these violations. As to the categories of people doing these violations, then first category are those who intentionally do them or do any one of them without any legal excuse. This is the first category, while knowing. Then they are sinful because they disobeyed Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are upon them expiations from the fidya, the ransom, and also the invalidity of the ritual. So this category is the category of those who knowingly intentionally and not forgetting any that this is forbidden, and they have no legal excuse. So for example, if the person conducts a marriage contract, then he is sinful and there is no fidya on him and there is no invalidation of the ritual. But if he commits the sexual intercourse with his wife before the first release from ihram during Hajj, then he is held sinful and there is a ransom upon him, his Hajj is invalid, and also other things where he has to continue the ritual and redo the ritual, as we have discussed earlier. So this is the first category. The second, those who do a violation or more knowingly, remembering and choosing, not compelled, but with excuse, having an excuse. Then there is no sin upon him, but he should expiate. For example, if he covers his head directly with a hat or something, because he cannot expose it because of an ailment in his skull, then in this case there is no sin upon him, but there is expiation, and this is either feeding or fasting or the sha. And this is what is, which we forgot to mention earlier, that with the rest, other than those which we discussed, with the rest, the expiation is with the choice, feeding or fasting or giving the fidya. We mentioned the fidya only as a sha, which is a sheep or a goat or 1/7 of cow or 1/7 of a camel. But we forgot to mention the first choices, and that is the feeding and the or the fasting or the fidya. And there is no sin upon this category. There is no sin upon this category because he is excused. He covered his head, he violated the state of ihram because of a valid legal excuse, because he's got ailment in his head or on his in his skull. Also, if he shaves, if the muhrim, the one in state of ihram, shaves his head due to an illness, there is no sin upon him, and then there is ransom, there is fidya. And the fidya is, as you know, one of the three, either feeding or fasting or slaughtering, giving sacrifice an animal, and the fasting, we know that the feeding is half a sa' for the poor. This is the feeding. As the fasting, 3 days, consecutive or unconsecutive. It's okay either way. And the shah, the sheep, or a goat, or 1/7 of a cow, or 1/7 of a camel. So this is the third category. The fourth category, someone violates out of ignorance or forgetfulness or compelled, not his choice, then there is nothing upon him. But however, if this situation is lifted before his release from his ihram, then he should cease. So for example, if someone covers his head directly with something out of ignorance, here there is nothing upon him due to his ignorance, and if he indulges in sexual intercourse with his wife on the night of Muzdalifah, the night of the 10th of the Hijjah, due to ignorance, he doesn't know that it is unlawful, then there is nothing upon him, and his ritual is correct. And if he clips the fingernails out of forgetfulness, then there is nothing upon him, because he forgot. And if someone compels his wife for jima', for sexual intercourse, there is nothing upon her, because she is compelled. Now, if the legal excuse, ignorance, forgetfulness, and compulsion, are lifted before at-tahallul, before he leaves the state of ihram and becomes muhil, then he must cease. For example, if a muhrim, one in the state of ihram, wakes up from his sleep and finds that his head is covered, then he should take off this cover and there is nothing upon him, because he had no choice. He didn't choose that. And if he puts a shirt because of his ignorance in during the state of ihram, and then when he knows that it is haram, then he remembers and knows that he is a muhrim, then here it's duty bound upon him to take off this shirt immediately, and there is nothing upon him due to his ignorance. Now, if the excuse continues till after the tahallul, till after the release from the state of ihram, then there is nothing upon him. Take as an example, a person puts on a shirt out of ignorance. So, then he stones Jamrat al-Aqaba. Afterwards, he goes to state of tahallul, is released from the state of ihram. Here, someone comes and tells him, well, you have a shirt on you, and this is haram for the muhrim to put a shirt upon him. And then, in this case, there is nothing upon him due to his ignorance. This covers the violations during the state of ihram, and their expiations, and the conditions of people regarding them. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.